Say what?
If a woman gives a party, okay, on Sunday, and she's asked everybody that she knows that's related to her, you say she's invited all?
Her family.
Okay. And would you ever say anything else? Would you ever say all of her?
All of her family?
Yeah, would you ever say all her kin? Or?
Yeah, all of her kin or either all of her family.
All right. How about do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. Your brother, if you had a son, your brother's son is your what?
My nephew.
Okay. And you might say a girl named Jane. You might say Jane is a loving child. Jane is a loving child. But Peggy is a lot
different.
Okay, but let's say Peggy is more affectionate and using loving. You might say Peggy is more.
Peggy is more different. Jane is lovable.
Okay.
Peggy is not lovable.
Okay. All right. Let's say that you've got. Let's say you got a couple of cats or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one cat, this real loving cat. It's all the time loving.
Mm-hmm.
And rubs up against you. But another one, and you might say that cat is more loving
than this one.
Okay. Now, how would you compare? You say this cat's loving, but that cat is
mean.
No, let's say that this cat's the good one. Say this cat is loving.
This cat is a good cat. That cat is mean.
Okay. Would you ever say anything like loving or more loving? Or?
No. More loving.
Yeah.
Like this cat's more loving than that one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, you might say, yes, she has the same family and has the same name and looks a bit like me, but actually...
There's no kin?
Okay. And someone who comes to town who's never that you've never seen before like me, you know, I would be a what to this community?
You'd be a stranger.
Now, when were there several children that you regularly played with when you were in elementary school that you had? What'd you call the people, you know, the kids?
My friends.
Yeah. Did you have any other names for that group? Did you call yourselves anything?
No.
Like if you were talking to your mom, and would you say, "I'm going out to play with the."
I'm going out to play with my best friend.
Okay. Would you ever say anything like that? Like the troop or the gang or?
Uh-uh. He wasn't allowed to be the gangs.
Okay.
Because Mama said there was five of us, so we could play anything we want to play, right? There were five of us.
Okay. All right, when you were a teenager now, were there any rough word games? There's a word games. Which is a contest in which each speaker tries to think up sort of an insult on another person and tries to cut them down a little bit. And like it usually happens in the locker room at school or, you know, on the way home or something like that, where just a couple of kids start talking back and forth. And if you're not careful, if you're not careful, you'll end up in a fight. You ever see young men or did you ever do that or you ever heard of that?
No.
You know, where they just start...
No, like two or three children be going home and one say, you know, your sister ain't no good.
Right.
And the other one say, your brother ain't no good. And then they start arguing like that.
Right. But they didn't, you know, they might be good friends. They're not really arguing. They're, they're just playing a game. Have you ever seen that?
No, because when school was out, I'd be flying home.
All right, when a new kid moved into your neighborhood, especially a younger one, did they ever have to do anything special to get in with your group?
No.